Hello, hockey fans. Welcome to another episode of Great Falls Hockey, where we open our homes, our hearts, and our lives to our Great Falls Americans hockey players. My name is Jim Quick, a proud billet dad, a huge hockey fan, and your host for this podcast, where I lead you from net to net, sideboard to sideboard, around the center ice and back again, introducing you to the players. Each week we hear from one of the players while they tell us about themselves, where they come from, and how they got into hockey and where they are going. This week's episode is with Cade Bendigo, number 20, a rookie this year with our team that hails from Breezy Point, Minnesota. So tonight we've got Cade Bendigo, number 20, rookie for the team. How's it going tonight, Cade?
It's going good. It's going good.
What's going on tonight?
We just helped out a couple of the locals, set up some Christmas trees at the fairgrounds. So.
Cool. It's always good to hear about community service.
Yeah. I don't know, a lot of the people around here are nice. I've had a great time in Great Falls so far, so.
Well, that's good. Yeah, there's a lot of good people in this town. Yep.
Yeah.
And we love our hockey around here, so.
Oh, yeah, I've noticed. The games are so exciting. But all the fans make that, so it's great.
Now, of course, Saturday night with Helena was a real good energy, real good game.
Yeah, we had a lot of people from both sides that night, so
yeah.
Definitely some mixed energy in there, but it was really exciting and really fun to play. I can't wait to bring it to them at their own rink.
Yeah, well, it's a different energy there. we haven't been over there because of some of the things we heard. You know, number one, because it's hard to get a decent seat there because they've got a lot of seats that are already reserved. But one of the things I've heard is that it's extremely loud there. And I can believe that, so. But that's one thing our fans seem to be lacking, though, is it's hard to get our fans here to get loud and to get, you know, chanting and stuff like that. But I'm working on I got a big enough mouth. I can get things rolling sometimes.
Start some crowd chants.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, I guess, you know, used to do the Zamboni wave, but they haven't done it for a while. So trying to get them to doing that again.
Zamboni wave?
Yeah. When the Zamboni's out there, you know, and as the Zamboni comes by, the crowd follows the Zamboni doing a wave.
Oh, that's awesome. What?
Yeah. You know, got to get Baldy out there to lead that.
Yeah, I haven't seen. I don't know if like I just haven't been paying attention, but I haven't seen Baldy at too many of the games.
It's kind of hit and miss. Never really know when he's going to be there. He was there Saturday night though.
Yeah, I do remember seeing him.
Yep. So tell us about yourself.
Oh, all right. I grew up in Pennsylvania, and I met Christian Crutcher, another player on the team there, and he's the whole reason I'm here. But from Pennsylvania is where I started playing hockey, and I moved to Florida for a little bit, lived there for about 5 years in Tampa, and then I moved out to Minnesota in Brainerd.
Started on hockey in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I did.
Where were you at in Pennsylvania?
I was in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Sorry, what?
I was asking Harrisburg, yeah.
Yeah.
Is hockey big out there?
It's pretty big. It's a lot bigger than it was in Florida, that's for sure. But we got a lot of good travel teams on the East Coast. So it was definitely a good place to start hockey.
Well, East Coast, yeah, there's definitely you get up there in the Northeast and hockey is definitely a huge draw.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So how old was you when you first started playing hockey?
I was 4 years old.
Four?
Yeah, pretty young.
Yeah, what was the name of the team?
It was the first team. It was a. It was just like an in-house team at a, what was it? It was a small rink in Harrisburg, but my first team, like memorable team, was the Junior Hershey Bears, and that's where I played with Christian, met him for the first time.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome that you all met there and ended up on the same team out here.
Yeah, no, we just stayed in touch. I mean, Christian's one of my best friends to this day, so I'm glad that we're still playing hockey together. I'm really thankful for that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's definitely a big thing.
Yeah.
So, what caused you to get off into hockey so young?
So I was really good friends with my cousin. His name's Aiden Young. And, we'd hang out like pretty much every day. And one day me and my dad are just sitting in the living room, and then hockey comes on. He's like, "Oh, that reminds me. Aiden started playing hockey." So, you know, as a cousin, I just had to get in there and play with him. I had to be better than him at hockey. So we just kind of had kind of a rivalry going.
Oh, good deal. Is he still playing?
No, he's in the Marines now. He's out in California.
Oh. All right. Well, next time you talk to him, thank him for his service.
Yeah, for sure.
So, do you see hockey in your future? Is this just a temporary thing for you, or where do you see this going?
Well, I love playing hockey, and I would love to play it the rest of my life. But I do have other plans for the future. But if I'm able to go anywhere with hockey, I would definitely play it for as long as I can.
So what are you playing?
That's for sure. I'm thinking about after next season, if I don't go anywhere else, I'm going to go into the Air Force.
Okay. Any particular MOS?
No, not particularly, but my goal is to try and work up the ranks. I don't want to be in the Air Force, but I do want to join a different like organization afterwards, like maybe score highly on the tests and see where I can go after that. But I heard the Air Force has high intelligence, so that's where I'd like to be.
Well, Air Force, academically speaking, I mean, Air Force is one of your top ones.
Yeah.
So do you have a memorable game?
Yeah, I do. I was playing Squirt Double A travel hockey, and we made it to, like, we played in this tournament called Silver Sticks, and we won it here in the States, and we got to go out to Canada, and in Canada we went to like Niagara Falls and everything, and it was a really cool experience. I've never been to Canada before that too, so it was really cool to just go up there on a bus with my team and get to see everything out there.
How old was you?
I was around 10 or 11.
Oh, yeah, that's a great experience, that age.
Yeah.
Do you have any superstitions as far as like winning
streaks? Superstitions? I don't really have any superstitions, but I definitely know when a day isn't feeling right or a day is feeling right. So like I like to get a game day prep in. I like to visualize things. So I don't know, that's might be a little bit of my superstition. I'm not sure that correlates.
Well, I don't know if prepping necessarily is a superstition, but
yeah.
What about
it's something I got to do every day, so every game day.
Right. Well, that's just good prep right there. I mean, you know, you have to prepare yourself for any kind of you know, it, 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 it if you're going to be involved in any kind of team activity, it's definitely a good thing to be prepped so that you can step in there and be ready for anything that comes your way.
Yeah. You know, I got a superstition for you. Whenever I'm tying my laces and the lace breaks, it's never a good sign. It's something I've noticed.
You know, and I've heard that one before several times. That's other places I've heard that. That's cool.
Yeah, bad juju.
Exactly, bad juju. What about pregame food? Do you have a go-to?
Pregame food? Yeah, I do. It's kind of a new thing here in Montana. My billet mom will always go and get us some acai bowls before games, every single game day.
Okay. Cool. Who do you billet with?
I billet with Katie and Mike Hanning.
Met them.
Oh. Yeah, no, they're really cool people.
We've got some awesome billet families up here.
Yeah.
I've definitely, it's become my pleasure getting to know some of them.
Yeah, it's definitely a great community. I love everyone that I've met so far, so.
Well, I mean, for the most part, the whole state is like that too. The people up here, because I'm a transplant myself. I moved up here from Missouri, and it's the people up here are definitely receptive and nice and welcoming. It's a great state.
Yeah.
So, do you have a favorite jersey that you've had?
Favorite jersey. Yeah, I'd say it's probably my my blackout Braden Point jersey. Sweet.
Yeah, that.
I've had it for 3 or 4 years now. I'll wear it to Lightning games, so.
Is that your favorite team?
Tampa Bay Lightning, yeah, definitely. I've seen too many games for them not to be.
I'm a Nashville Predators fan. We stole your coach.
Oh. Oh, who am I talking to right now? Who is this guy?
I love Bruno. He's a great coach.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, just rub it in my face.
So, outdoor or indoor games?
I'm gonna go with the outdoor games because, I mean, both of them are great in their own ways. I just haven't experienced too many outdoor games. But the one thing I do hate about the outdoor games is you always got to bring like glove warmers because your hands will start freezing.
Yeah, I can see that.
But they're definitely fun, and it's a different environment, so.
Oh, I bet. I've yet to make it to an outdoor game. I had a chance back in 2009. A buddy of mine is a Chicago Blackhawks fan, and they had their stadium, the NHL stadium games. They were having one there in Chicago, there at, was it Wrigley Field? I think it was Wrigley Field they were going to ice over. And he was heading out there, and he invited me to go with him. And I almost went, but at that time I hadn't really got off into hockey yet.
Yeah.
Now I really wish I'd have went.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, that... That would have been an awesome experience.
Yep. Black or white tape?
It's something I switch up. I can't stick with one. I mean, if I'm having an off day and I'm using white tape, the next day I'll change it to black tape.
Hey, there's your superstition.
Yeah, that might be one, yeah.
Yeah, Do you have a favorite stick?
Oh, I'd go with the sink.
Why do you like that one?
What?
Sorry? How come you like it? How come you like that one?
It's just nice. It's very light. I really like the way they did the grip on it. It's just been my favorite stick so far. I've just played the best with it. The feel's really nice, so.
Okay. All right. Upper or lower body workouts?
Oh, all right. Well, a lot of the guys try and clown on me, say that I skip leg day, but the truth is I hit both of them equally. I just want to get that out there. Most of these guys that say it will compare legs, and I can squat more than them, so. Yeah, you guys know who you are.
Well, and 6'3", I'm sure your legs are a lot leaner than theirs. Probably don't show it as much.
Yeah, it's just the build. It's just the build we're stuck with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Do you have a hockey pet peeves?
Hockey pet peeves.
Somebody that people do on the ice that kind of get to you, or
I'm a very cool-headed person on the ice. There's not too much, but I'll say, like, they like to poke check your skates. I'm not a big fan of that. Gets me off balance. So yeah. if you want to tick me off, that's definitely something you could do.
All right. Fair enough. I can see that.
Yeah.
Tucked or untucked jerseys?
Well, I like tucked, but I don't really have a choice because every time I skate, the jersey will tuck itself. But yeah, I try and keep it untucked.
How about a favorite team bonding memory?
Team bonding memory? Probably the camping trip. Me and Dmitry Kuleshov on the team, we decided to sleep outside, and there was a couple cabins that we could go into, but we wanted to sleep outside, but I forgot to bring a pillow. And Dmitry goes up to open the cabin door, and he says it's locked. So I'm stuck sleeping on this wood flooring with no pillow and just a sleeping bag. And then I wake up in the morning and I open the door. No one's in there. It's unlocked, and there's like 20 pillows in there. So, yeah.
So you think he did that to you on purpose?
No, I just moral of the story, don't trust what people say, and you got to make sure the door's unlocked.
All right, so stuck in the mountains in a cabin, since we'll transition right there. You're stuck up there, snowed in. One team member. Who would that team member be?
All right, so we're stuck in the cabin. What's our goal here? Is it to escape or pass time?
Pass time to survive.
All right, I'd probably go with Christian Crusher because we have a lot of memories together, so we could probably just reminisce.
What do you feel that either one of you could offer survival? As far as skills.
I could offer pretty much anything, but Christian, on the other hand, I don't think he has too much to offer when it comes to that. I'd probably just have to babysit him. So, yeah.
Okay. Where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
5 years from now?
I know you were talking about the Air Force.
Yeah.
Where would you see yourself 5 years from now?
I'd see myself probably being like a field operative for the CIA and Russia, undermining all of their plans to take over the world.
Are you a James Bond fan?
Yeah, I love James Bond movies.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I watched a few of them a while ago. I need to get back. I need to watch them again for sure. I was younger.
I was going to ask you a Bond trivia question, but...
Yeah. I had to cover my bases there.
So what are your hobbies?
My hobbies. I played a lot of computer games. It's definitely a hobby. I snowboard. I like fishing. Yeah. I'd say those are my hobbies. Working out. Yeah.
About here in Great Falls.
Sorry?
What do you like about playing hockey here in Great Falls?
Oh, a lot. I mean, I love my team. I've got to know every single guy on the team so far and so well. I like the fans, definitely. Where I played hockey last, we didn't have too many fans, and even sometimes they'd put dead birds outside of our rink. So the fans, I like how there's a lot of places to eat too, because I was stuck with eating Subway. I had to choose between Subway or Dairy Queen every single day.
Oh,
tough decision, but yeah.
Well, at least at Dairy Queen you can get some ice cream.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite player?
I'm going to go with Sidney Crosby, because I remember I was just scrolling through YouTube one day and found this YouTube video of him. It was like a compilation of him like in puck protection, and I just found it very satisfying, and ever since then I loved watching Crosby play.
If you have a chance to spend an hour on the ice, Crosby.
An hour on the ice with Crosby?
No, with anybody but Crosby.
Oh, okay. I'd go with Braden Point.
I was going to say dead or alive.
Dead or alive? Yeah, I'd still go with Braden Point.
Why would you pick him?
We're both young guys. Braden Point, he just seems like he has a good personality, and he's a great hockey player. I'd definitely be able to become a faster skater, which is something I need to work on, is my speed. And Braden Point's one of the fastest in the NHL, so...
Fair enough. So what do you feel is your strongest point that you bring to the team?
I'd say it's my body contact, being strong on the ice.
What's your worst one?
My worst one?
Yeah, what's the one that you feel that you need to work the most on? I know you mentioned
definitely. Speed.
I was just saying, I know you mentioned speed.
Yeah, no, I definitely need to work on my skills in general and playmaking. I don't have the best hockey sense, but it's something I'm working on every single day. So
as long as you work on it every day, you can only get better.
Yeah, that's right.
What's your feelings about this weekend going to Helena? Because I know last weekend, I mean, lost, but say from a fan standpoint, watching the game, like the first period, you all dominated the first period.
Yeah.
I mean, you had them. I mean, there was probably a amount of catching them off guard. They weren't prepared for you all to come out like that. But there was also you all came out. I mean, you hit the ice and you were at top speed.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we were definitely testing the waters last game. And I personally am very excited to go and play in Helena and bring it to them in their own barn. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm very excited. I'm thrilled.
Good deal. We of course, will be watching it on TV. So we really, really hope to see you all come out and do the same thing and just come out and you know, I mean, Helena's a bigger team. They're a stronger team. They're a more experienced team. But don't sell yourselves short. I mean, you all are a good team.
Oh, yeah, no, we're not going to. We're going to bring it to them.
Absolutely. That's what we want to hear, you know. And we just want to see you all out there and playing your hearts out and taking it to them and making them work for it. You know, if they do win, you know, don't give it to them. Make them earn that win.
Yeah, no, they're definitely going to be scared of us after this next game. So
that's what we like to hear. That's what we want to hear. Awesome. Well, Cade, I appreciate you coming on tonight, and I enjoyed the interview. It was good to get to know you.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for bringing me on.
Absolutely. We look forward to seeing you all play this weekend and definitely be watching you on the ice. And I enjoy watching, you know, you and Joe Bushman and, you know, the bigger guys. I like watching you all out there on the ice because you have you're not as fast as like say Aaron James or anything, but there's a presence about you out there on the ice. You definitely fill up a space and make your presence known.
Yeah.
There's a certain physicality that you all bring to it. And I, you know, definitely enjoy watching it.
Sweet. That's awesome to hear.
But, well, you have yourself a good night.
As always, folks, stay optimistic, be good to each other, and I'll see you at the games.